Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. We are in studio at Coronation in Athens, Alabama, my wife's sewing shop. I have with me right now Jimmy Lynch. He is the founder
of Leashless Atlanta and Leashless Huntsville, Amanda Moore shared about Jimmy with me. She's with Seeds of Hope Support Services, and I wanted to have Jimmy on the show as we talk about service dogs. We talk about his passion for that work. Of course, the Mark White Show has tried to recognize those who have service dogs. I've tried to help people get service dogs. It is a focus of my show to try to help people because I believe service dogs are an asset to people who need them. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jimmy Lynch.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We've already had an emotional morning prior to the show, so it's off to a good start. Appreciate you having me. I landed in the service dog world about a decade plus ago. I've been training dogs 25 years. And at that time when I landed in that world, I didn't realize the supply and demand of service dogs and how very little access people have to them. So as a business owner, I thought this was going to be a great boost financially. And then I got into that world and realized that people don't have the finances to afford a service dog, which typically start around 30 grand. They go up to 100 grand. No insurance covers it. So it's very, very hard for people who are already suffering to land a service dog. When I realized that, it became kind of a soul thing for me. I found this passion in helping people through service dogs. A lot of times it was donated, the majority of the time, actually. But then, as the trauma wheel turns, each spoke branches off in a different direction. So at first, it was combat veterans. My dad being a veteran and my friends being veterans, I had no idea what sacrifices a combat veteran actually goes through. And then when they come home and they try to be the John Smith they were before they left for war, they can't do it. They survived war with the best military in the world. They're part of the most elite gang ever. And they come home and they can't even make it to the mailbox because of fear. And that simple little thing is massive to them because it shuts them down. They no longer want to join family events. They can't go to Home Depot because they're uber vigilant. And I started to see the results of a service dog next to a human who's experienced this type of stuff. And it was very obvious quickly that this transcends to everything in our human experience, from illness to experiences to situations, childhood traumas, and the list goes on and on. So the more I got into it, the more I realized that I could do this forever. This payoff, per se, is so beneficial in life. And, we're all put here to spread love and build each other up. Everything else is secondary. And I found a way to give back in every way I can. And the service dog thing has been such a ride because it's super magical in the beginning when everyone meets and things come together like the perfect recipe. And then, the process can be draining. Compassion fatigue is a real thing for those that help others. I call it my emotional tank. So these things, there are sacrifices on both ends, but at the end, when we get to see the results of what we've been working towards, there's just nothing better. People getting their lives back, people being able to overcome their trauma or deal with a current life situation. I like to say that the dogs just pad everything in life. They help us feel love, feel support. They are rocks. They're always going to be with us until they're not, and they're loyal to that end. And that thing by itself, just being with the dogs, help produce your serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, all your happy chemicals. So those things you're going through, proven by science, these dogs help. So it's been a wild ride. I look forward to doing many more projects. Being new to the Huntsville area relatively, I don't know everyone like I do in Atlanta. But as you talk to people and you connect with people, it becomes a domino effect. And I like to spread the word and put out awareness that there's typically a dog for you and for whatever situation you have. And that's something that is exciting, and it's a constant. And I'm very grateful to have found my life purpose.
And you were talking about compassion and the tank running empty. What do you do when that happens? Because there's a lot of people out there who are givers who at some point, they start to run dry. Right. And you can look out for other people and not look out for yourself. And I'm saying that not in a selfish way, but to take care of yourself so that you're better for others.
So the way I put it is, I typically keep an eye on my emotional tank. I never let it go less than half empty. And that way I can rebuild the other half. Because if you can't be optimal and strong, your foundation strong, then you can't optimally help people. And so I learned, because I went through compassion fatigue and I didn't understand why every 5 to 6 weeks I just shut down like I hit a brick wall. Well, once I learned the definition, I realized how to keep an eye on it. So I do. I do the things that make me happy, that make me feel good. I try to, be drawn towards those things only. And the things that make me feel bad, I stay away from them. And for me, that works. But for those givers out there, those altruistic humans who are helping others, who no one will ever hear the story or know your name, like, keep helping. But take care of yourself, because it's the only way you can do it, the best way you can do it.
One of the things we talked about before the show was Riley. And we talked about Riley's Big Challenge, the book that I wrote, and talking about bullying and a child receiving trauma. You also mentioned a young lady that had been bullied, sorely mistreated, and talked about the fact that these young ladies, like others, this childhood trauma has to be addressed. You, as you talked about also, you had a pretty good childhood yourself. So what is it about the other childhoods, those that experienced trauma, that makes you care about them? I get why you would care about veterans because your dad and PTSD and service dogs for veterans, but why children with trauma?
You know, I never asked myself that question, but I can tell you that I did have a great childhood, perfect parents, and I didn't experience my trauma until I was an adult. And I didn't know that it was actually trauma until it, quote unquote, ended. And that's when the start of PTSD happened. And I didn't know that that's what it was. But me growing up in such a great childhood, that's the only childhood I knew of until later years, when you're hanging out with your friends or you experience their home life or you hear about it later. I wanted all kids to experience what I went through, because I had full support of parents, full love, all those things you could ask for as a grown up looking down to your children and what you want to provide for them. I saw this kid suffering in ways that was unacceptable. She was being bullied by 40 kids, then coming home and being cyber bullied. And, she, had very dark thoughts and a lot of dark experiences before I met her. And it was instantly obvious that the sun rose when I brought a dog out. Then I brought the second, third, fourth, and the happier she got. So it was obvious that it would work. And her story is much larger than I'm getting into, but in all directions, there's trauma in people's lives. And bullying is something that goes on in every classroom, every county, every city, every state, every part of the world. And today in this world, it doesn't stop after they leave school. It continues online. And it definitely does not help our mentally unstable, especially if they're having childhood trauma at home, plus the bullying. I get it, and I want kids to experience what life is about, and that's spreading love and building each other up. And it shows strength when you can help others that need some support. They need a rock in their life. They need a voice. And that goes for adults too. Because of the way the world is today, somebody who lives next door could look like they have the dream life and they could be suffering silently by themselves. So it transcends to all ages and age groups and races and religious backgrounds and whatnot.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Jimmy Lynch with Leashless Atlanta and Leashless Huntsville. Thanks to Amanda Moore with Seeds of Hope Support Services, I have him in studio here today talking about his effort. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about Jimmy Lynch and his leashless effort and how you can connect with Jimmy when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have in studio Jimmy Lynch with Leashless Atlanta and Leashless Huntsville. Thank you to Amanda Moore, who you will hear on the show coming up. We'll have a show with Amanda Moore with Seeds of Hope Support Services, but right now we're focused on Jimmy Lynch and his effort with Leashless. Welcome back to the show, Jimmy.
Thank you, Mark. Let's speak about Amanda Moore for a
second
and what she does. She's a mother of three children. One is autistic, so she has a local, I believe it's monthly or biweekly, I'm not sure, meeting for mothers with kids with autism and other disabilities. And I forgot how her and I crossed paths, but as soon as I saw that, I realized, wow, like, here's somebody doing something locally that's helping the community. And this is something through the service dog world and that I've learned is absolutely necessary and beneficial and in our communities, because people need support and help. And hats off to her for doing her thing. I met with her family recently, and even though there's an existing service dog, we have a new puppy in the house, and they had the opportunity to see what a service dog is made from through their experience with their previous one. And as they got this puppy, they realized that this dog has something very special in it. And we talked about how that this dog is going to work, and we're hoping that this project is going to help her in her classrooms as she's a school teacher. Help not only the kids that come in every day, but the kids that struggle learning. For me, it was reading retention because of my ADD. And now I know through science that just having a dog present can improve dyslexia and retention by 50 to 75% automatically, right off the bat. And these things are really great, but also for kids that are suffering in our class or have a hard time calming down from being bullied and stuff like that. This pup is probably going to be a star, like Riley ended up being. And the other book that you showed me, I think they got the dog's name was Chase. But anyway, We're hoping that this project will help our youth in Limestone County, but also if it works well, you know, I'm a very optimistic person, and sometimes I can see the future, and I see that this is needed in classrooms around the county, state, city, etc. So we're going to give it a shot. We both know, knowing service dogs, that her dog is going to help. His name is Ben. That her dog is going to help way beyond anything that one person can do. And people are drawn to these dogs and service animals because there is no judgment. These dogs know what to do when the person is going through a meltdown or needs medication or, you know, fill in the blank. So it's great to be here on the show, but it's also so refreshing to see others kind of doing the same thing in a different way. And that's being altruistic and helping others before ourselves. And that's been very refreshing in the last, you know, short period since I met Amanda.
One of the things that Amanda did when she messaged me, she did tell me she was the founder of Seeds of Hope, but she did not say, "I'd like to get on your show." She said, "I've met this incredible guy who will work with my son and his service dog to help." And she wanted you to share what you were doing. She talked about the Promise Act against cyberbullies. She talked about meeting you and starting the training, and she wanted me to be in contact with you. And I came back and I said, "Him and you is what we need."
I agree.
So we've got you today, and we're going to have her later on, maybe tomorrow. And I think her story and what she shares is going to tie in obviously to what you do. And she has a passion for what she's doing, and y'all made this connection. And I think it's wonderful when one effort sees another effort and says, "Get them some attention. Let's get them on the show and highlight."
You missed one. I think this ties in with Riley's story.
It certainly does.
It does, yeah. Doesn't it?
And even Mike Conley's story with his service dog. Yep. Because everything that we do here on the Mark White Show, there is a connection between one thing to the next. And while you may not see it immediately, when you look at the bigger picture, like, that really fit with that, and that connected to that. And then you got this big picture of people that every single one of them in some form or fashion had some connection to each story. And you could just put it all together in a big book, just like we do in the show with episodes, but do a big book and say, this is the Mark White Show with all of these different individuals who came on the show, the altruism that you're talking about and the need for people to have assistance and for those to step in and say, "I want you to have what you need," and to do that, to try to do that for them. And we have people with a giving nature. We have a lot of people out there who are looking for ways to make a difference. I'm just trying to show opportunities.
Sure.
So when you come in with your work, when Amanda comes in with her work, and somebody hears about that, they say, "I'd love to connect with that person and help them move their effort forward." Maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's their financial donation. Maybe there's another way that they can come up with how they can connect, how they can make a difference with what you're doing. But it's about getting that mind focused on what we can do to make a positive impact.
Amen to that. I tell all people that ask that question, "How can we help? How can we donate?" If you watch more than 3 to 5 episodes on Netflix a week, there's a way for you to help. That's not strenuous or too much for you. So reach out to these areas that you may know well, like foster kids and hospice and those type of things. There's always a way to help. Just go look for it.
So tell us, Jimmy, for your effort right now, how can people connect with you when it comes to Leashless?
Sure. Social media is the best way. Our Facebook pages are the best way for people to reach out to us privately. We often, at least once a month, do group training on the square here in Athens. And that's usually with our first responders or our veterans. And that way they can get together. They have a small community doing the same thing as they are. Because not everyone wants others to know that they're suffering and that they're getting a service dog because they're ashamed or they don't, you know, they're private, etc. But it's a ongoing beautiful thing, and maybe you'll have a second child's book named Ben, you know, the the service dog warrior coming.
That's right. Well, Jimmy, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the show. And again, we want to thank Amanda Moore with Seeds of Hope Support Services for sharing about you so that I could have you here today to talk about Leashless Atlanta and Leashless Huntsville. It's been a real pleasure to have you here on the show today.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.